What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Jamie Clouse from Hope Valley Wellness in Newark. I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to attend their gala fundraiser, There's No Place Like Hope Valley, and it made me want to learn a little bit more about Hope Valley. First off, Jamie, tell us a little bit about yourself and how Hope Valley all came to be.
So I am the founder of Hope Valley, and it all started about 3.5 years ago. Ironically, while we were on family vacation at the beach. And I have twins who were born at 27 weeks. They're now 14. And one of those does have special needs. So it was just a typical family vacation at the beach, which most families would think is really enjoyable. But for our family, it's really hard when a kiddo has sensory issues. A beach is actually such an overstimulating place. You know, it's my happy place, but for her, it's not. And so when you have one kiddo wanting to play and do all the traditional sandcastles, and then you have one kiddo who can't handle the sand touching her, that creates, you know, a lot of division in the family. And we were at dinner, and she was having one of her moments and, you know, stayed in the bathroom way too long, focused on her hair, and then knocked her drink over when she came back to dinner. And my dad actually said to me, "How do you do this? How do you do this every day?" And it was in that moment that it hit me how much we do go through on a daily basis with our family, anybody who has a special needs child or kiddos with differences. It's hard, and it's a lot of things people don't understand. And that resonated with me the rest of the night, and I woke up early the next morning. That was my time. You know, before everybody wakes up, you have coffee on the balcony watching the sunrise, and that's my peacefulness. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, my calling. Because I do this every day, and I don't think much of it. It's easy for me because I'm patient and understanding, and I've just been through so many experiences. I just all of a sudden felt my calling was to share that with other people. Everything that we go through, somebody else is going through, and they could use that support and that connection. And I just had this vision of a space here in Licking County for people to come and share those connections, but in a peaceful, in a happy space, nature, relaxed, you know. We were all in therapy and things like that, but I still felt disconnected. I wanted a place where we could be comfortable together, and that's where the vision of Hope Valley came from. I mean, it literally was in that moment I just felt called to do it. And when you look back on your life, I was a teenage mom, a single teenage mom, and then 10 years of infertility. And then we finally get these twins through in vitro, and they come at 27 weeks. They were 1 pound, 12 ounces each. So we spent 6 months in the NICU, open heart surgeries, you know, you name it, we've been through it. And at that time, Facebook was really just starting. So like finding those Facebook groups and that support wasn't really an option for me. And when you're in the thick of it, you don't have time to really search those things out. And what you find most is it's word of mouth. Is it somebody else going, "I know somebody whose baby came so premature. Would you like to talk to them?" Well, where do you go? You know, a restaurant. And then if you get emotional or personal things, you don't want the table next to you hearing it. So having a space to offer to people going through a struggle was just top on my heart. And then taking my experiences, sharing them, and other people having a different experience that they want to connect with somebody for, that mentorship, that peer connection. So that's why we named it Hope Valley. It's helping others through personal experiences.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I loved you sharing all of that, because I think what it all comes down to is we're all individuals, and we all have different experiences that shape us into who we are. And how can we grow from that when there's not a playbook to help you with coping through some of these things? Mm-hmm. Tell us about where the location is of Hope Valley for those who may be interested.
So we are actually located in Eastern Licking County. It's 4560 Grayshot Road. And if you're from the area, you say it right. And if you're not from the area, you mispronounce Grayshot. So we are in Newark, out in the Licking Valley area.
Tell us a little bit about what kind of services and stuff that Hope Valley offers.
So Hope Valley is a little hard to explain, as we want to inspire hope for anybody who may need it. And so it's not specific to only special needs. It's not specific to only just mental health. It's wellness in general, spiritual wellness, mental, emotional, physical. And so we offer different types of things like support groups with that peer-to-peer connection so that we can help each other through the experiences. And then we also offer on-site therapy, therapy therapeutic services, yoga classes, sound baths. But these aren't your traditional go get your workout done for the day. You know, this is spending time with people who understand where you might be and meeting people where they are in their emotions, in their mental space, and giving them this beautiful, peaceful, private space to take a walk, to sit in a hammock, to read a book, to have a conversation with somebody else who knows what you're going through.
So I know we talked earlier about you guys offer a broad spectrum of services that are tuned into pretty much anybody who has a need or some kind of worry in their lives. Can you give me a few examples of some of those types of services or counseling or people that have come to you guys in the past?
So we have about 4 to 5 support groups that we are doing right now. And the support groups are amazing here because that is something that we offer to the community at no charge. So when we put our support groups together, you know, there is no cost to come. So we have it for like moms who've lost a child. That's a big one. We have it for parents of special needs children. We are just starting our widows peer support group, and then cancer, families affected by cancer, and then caretakers. Caretakers is a big one too. Caretaker of anything. Is that special needs? Is that your loved one with dementia? Is that, you know, a loved one who had a stroke? The spectrum is so broad on that, and being a caretaker of any type can really stress you out and burn you out. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have enough to give to the person we're taking care of.
I think you brought up so many good points there, and I think that's why a lot of people could benefit from some of these services. But you guys also offer wellness retreats. Tell us about some of those options.
Retreats for corporations and teams. We actually have some retreats coming up for high schoolers working on their team building and taking care of their mental health. You know, the world we live in is stressful. We have a lot of corporations come and rent our space. That is how we get operations funding to keep doing these support groups and everything that we offer at no cost. So it's through donations of our community and then through the rentals that we do is how we get income. And they're able to come out and give their team an experience of getting outside of the office, of opening up your mind, you know, strategic planning, team building, relaxation, you know, is really good to give your team that time out.
And what are you guys hoping to see for Hope Valley Wellness in the future?
We really look for Hope Valley in the future to be a resource, to be a place for Licking County and surrounding areas that when people are in need of hope, when they're struggling with something, and if it's not right now, it probably is going to be in the future. We're all aging. That's life. You know, something's going to happen. I look for Hope Valley to be that resource of, you know what, I know where you can go. You can go, and they're going to match you with somebody who's been through it. So, you know, I don't want to tell anybody how to feel if you haven't been in their shoes. So that's such a unique position to find that peer-to-peer support, but to have 48 beautiful acres of privacy and nature, and we're nurturing through nature.
Absolutely. I think it's typical for the American hustle and bustle that we're all so busy and we don't have time to take care of ourselves, especially if we're caretaking, we're taking care of others. There's all these types of scenarios that prevent us from taking care of ourselves. Now you have another Jamie who works here. That's your director of communications, Jamie Wright. And Jamie, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started with Hope Valley.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here at Hope Valley. I have been honored to be a part of the advisory board for the past couple years. And like Jamie was saying, I think it's so cool that she was called to this, and then everybody else that has been here has also been a part of that calling or were called here themselves. So very humbled and honored to be here now as the director of communications. I actually just started as that communications piece in August of this year, and it's been super awesome. I really love to speak to the experience of Hope Valley and what it offers to people that actually come through those gates and they have the tingles, as I like to call them. They have this very spiritual experience, and everybody's so different in how they feel and what they're experiencing, and it's subjective to what they're going through. And that's my favorite part of Hope Valley. And what we're doing here is we're really giving people this experience of hope. And it truly is not like what Jamie said, it's spiritual, it's physical, it's emotional. It is all of those things. And I'm super happy to be a part of that.
Can you give us a little bit more insight into what this facility consists of?
So as Jamie said, too, it is 48 acres of magic. There's the main lodge here. There's the guest house. There are 9 rooms for accommodations. We also have nature trails, basketball court. There's a pond with a pavilion. There's paddle boards. There's farm animals on site too. And those are therapy as well. We have hopes to rebuild our labyrinth this coming year too as well. It's just a really picturesque and beautiful place to be and to spend some time. And I think really connecting to yourself and to Hope Valley, maybe it's at the fire pit with your family or your peer support group, or maybe it's inside reading a book. Whatever it is, there's a connection here that's being made, and not only to yourself, but to nature as well. And I think that that really speaks for itself. There's a lot of different amenities here at Hope Valley that play really well into the experience that everybody's having, where they're at in that moment. So there's something here for everybody.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you hit on just the beauty that surrounds you when you're here inside and outside of the facility. Can you tell us about any experiences that you've had so far being here at Hope Valley that have maybe, you know, brought you inspiration or brought light into your life?
I love this story. I've told it and I'll tell it several different times, but it's my own personal story of when I first came to Hope Valley. Again, those gates open and there's something that happens. You drive through and you feel it. You really, truly feel it. You feel something. You don't know what it is, but you feel it. And everybody has their moment at some different space at Hope Valley. And for me, I was up at the glass house. And the glass house is an octagon-shaped structure that we do have different yoga classes. We do offer different things in the glass house. But it was empty at the time. And it overlooks the entire property. It's all glass windows. And I'm standing there and I'm feeling this just pull. And I feel the Lord say to me in this moment, this is it. This is it. And I'm like, okay, what does this is it mean? Long story short, I'm here now. I'm a part of the Hope Valley team. I'm a part of this mission. I'm a part of the vision that Jamie has. And it's a beautiful vision. And I love seeing this play out. And for me, it was that moment of, okay, this is it. And I didn't know what it meant, but I stuck with it. And the Lord said, okay, I need to do some work. I need you to sit in this tension. I need you to go on this journey. And it was a 2-year journey that I learned a lot about myself. I learned so much about Hope Valley in that time that I was able to be here. And so I'm truly passionate about this mission. And I'm just really thankful that I was called here and I get to be a part of this.
Now, you guys also offer programs for youth. Jamie, can you tell us a little bit more about what those programs and services look like?
So the youth summer camps are some of our favorite days in the summer. We get to spend them with children from Lincoln County all over that really just, we wanted to give them a really special and magical experience. And we're so lucky that we're able to do that. One of our most successful, I think probably largest summer camp programs is our Heroes for Hope program, and where we bridge the gap between the youth in our community and our first responder friends. So we do have a series of weeks where first responders get to come out here with children from the area, and they get to have so much fun. They have a water day. They have an ODNR day where they're learning skills, how to archery. They're learning how to fish with their first responder friends. And they're seeing these mentors, really, and they don't necessarily know that they're mentors, but they're having these conversations with these first responders. Now, we do tell them that they are firefighters and police officers, but they don't actually feel that until the very last day of camp, where they put on their uniforms. And we have police officers and firefighters and our military personnel here. And they come out in their uniform and the kids are just in awe. And I think it's twofold, right? They're saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this was possible. And B, also, maybe someday that's for me. It's a really great opportunity for them to learn from really awesome people. So that's a really fun program. We have so much fun, and the kids are learning life skills too. Last year we had CPR, stations, which was really cool. It was really fun for the military personnel to be out here, and they did like a mini boot camp, and the kids were doing like 20-second planks and 10 push-ups in a row. And it was so hilarious to rewatch the videos of those playing out, and the kids were just having a ball with it. So just a full spectrum of things for the Heroes for Hope program. We also have offered youth camps for our children with special needs and our children in foster care. And those camps are really personal, and we are offering support to them in maybe ways that they never had or knew possible. And we're having a lot of fun with them. We're giving them experiences that, again, maybe they've never had, or connections with people that are going to be really important to them. So we are that bridge, and we love those stories, and we love those connections, and we love being able to offer that to our community at no cost. And it's just what we're here to do. It's how we're pushing our mission, for sure. So we're very lucky.
And there's just so much we could say about Hope Valley, but Jamie, let's go ahead and tell people where they can go to get more information.
So we actually have just developed our new website, and it's continuing to grow every day that we get to work on it. But our website is www.hopevalleywellness.org.
What is the first step in getting started with Hope Valley?
Reach out. That's, I mean, as simple as it can be. If you have a question, if you have a need, reach out. You can call us 740-763-3209. That is our landline here at the house. If we would not answer, please leave a message, because if we have retreats going on, we're usually out and about. On the website, there is a contact us button that will come directly to myself and our staff here to get back with you. So if you have a question, a need, and then we can direct you, whether you're looking to have a retreat, whether you're looking for a therapeutic service, whether you're looking for a mentor going through a specific trauma or situation in life, we can help direct you from there.
You've got the Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.